From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Obama is hosting the Italian Prime Minister at the White House today. In a press conference moments ago, he said without hesitation, Italy is one of the United States' strongest allies and closest friends.
Meanwhile, Italy continues to be one of our strongest counterterrorism partners as we work together to prevent terrorist attacks in our countries. More broadly, we agreed to continue our strong support of the Libyan Government of National Accord, which, as we've seen in recent days, continues to face challenges to its authority.
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama at the same press conference slapped down Donald Trump for seeking to discredit next month's election with allegations of vote rigging, telling the Republican nominee to stop whining. Facing sinking poll numbers and accusations of sexual assault, Trump has stepped up charges that the White House race is being rigged against him, warning of large-scale voter fraud. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past and that there are instances in which that will happen this time, according to President Obama at that news conference. Russia's defense minister has said the nation's forces and those of the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the northern Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of an eight-hour humanitarian pause. Jeff Custer reports.
The pause in fighting, initially announced Monday by Moscow, is designed to allow civilians to leave the battered city, along with people who are sick or wounded, and rebels who want to get out. United Nations spokesman Stephane Dujarric said the international body welcomes the Russian announcement.
We will use whatever pause we have to do whatever we can. Obviously, there is a need for a longer pause in order to get trucks in, but obviously any pause is welcome.
This is VOA News. Global stocks climbed Tuesday, buoyed by well-received earnings reports in the U.S., led by Goldman Sachs, as London reacted calmly to a surge in inflation. In Europe, Frankfurt, London, and Paris equities rallied as the dollar faltered amid uncertainty about the future path for U.S. interest rate hikes, lifting energy and mining sectors. U.S. data showing inflation rose in September at the fastest pace in 5 months, later prompted the dollar to strengthen on foreign exchange markets. An Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have each been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage, according to Tehran's prosecutor Tuesday. The Mizan news agency announced Saimak Namazi and his father, both dual citizens, were convicted of cooperating with the hostile American government. More extensive and uniform training is needed to win the war on human trafficking, a lucrative and criminal industry, according to a U.S. panel. In its first annual report issued Tuesday, the United States Advisory Council on Human Trafficking said although federal law enforcement officers and support staff are more aware of the issue, they need training that provides comprehensive and standardized understanding of all forms of human trafficking. Some 30,000 Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga and Sunni tribal fighters paused Tuesday on the second day of an assault to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The air and ground assault was launched early Monday. The UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grand, expressed alarm over the fate of the civilian population in Mosul.
We would expect that up to 1 million civilians would try and leave the city. Of the million, upwards of 700,000 people would need some kind of shelter. They would be unable to reach villages or they wouldn't be sponsored. They would depend upon us to be in a camp or to be in a tent or to receive some kind of direct assistance.
Meanwhile, France is to host an international meeting on the political future of Mosul on a Thursday. The United Nations announced a new ceasefire in Yemen beginning early Thursday. That announcement came from the UN Special Envoy for Yemen in a statement late Monday. Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will hold a summit in Berlin on Wednesday to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk peace accords for Ukraine, according to the French presidency. The summit will also discuss the next steps in the process toward ending the crisis in Ukraine, according to that statement Tuesday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.